Okay, this song is called The Alligator Song, and it's a song that I wrote for my son when he was 3 years old and he had pet alligators. We're a very strange family. Well, some people have cats and dogs. We have alligators, okay? Okay. And these alligators, they lived in, they started out living in Mount Timpanogos. You know where that is? For those of you from out, not in Utah, that's down by Provo, Utah Valley area. If you look east towards the mountains, you'll see this. Okay, I'll cut to the chase, gull. Anyway, they lived up there and they moved
story
in the house.
Story gets longer and longer every time.
And better and better and better. Anyway, anytime this kid got in trouble, suddenly these alligators were in the house. And he would wiggle his little finger and say, "If you're not nice to me, those alligators and those mountains will get you." Well, yeah, they moved in the house and pretty soon they just took over our lives. And this is a song about them.
Oh, boy.
You knew that, though, right? I've got a pet
alligator.
Sorry, Janet.
She does this to me every time.
Any marks? Get set. Go.
I've got a pet alligator named Fred. When I go to sleep at night, he crawls under my bed.
Keeps me safe and sound till the morning light.
That's why I sleep so good all through the night. I've got another pet alligator named Sam. When I go outside to play, he knows just where I am.
And if anybody tries to give me any guff,
one look at good old Sam, they don't get too rough. Maybe someday I'll have myself a dog, cows and horses, or even a frog. When I grow to be big and strong and tall, maybe I won't need alligators at all. I got a pet alligator named Lamont. He'll do just about anything that I want. He'll make my bed and pick my toys up off the floor. And if perchance he makes a mess, he will catch what for. Maybe someday I'll have myself a dog, cows and horses, or even a frog. When I grow to be big and strong and tall, maybe I won't need alligators at all, at all, at all.